Hi, holding by Simon Kufay Vav, the Sugya of Bedikas before Tashmish and after Tashmish, Isha Yesh Leves, Isha Ein Leves. So Gemara Nida brings down that the Mishnah says you have to check Pamayim Tzachli, Lias Bedekas Atzma, she has to check twice. The Gemara says that Dafka, once you're checking out Tyrus, immediately she checks herself out of Tyrus. So then we're Mechayev to go ahead and do Bedika Lebaila. But a lady who's not being Bedika Tyrus is no Chiv to check for. There's no chiv to check for her husband. Why is Tyrus more chamer? Why on Tyrus are being machmer and we're saying legal? Once you're checking any hour, asking mechayev a lady to go in and check for labailas. You could say maybe the pshat is that if she doesn't feel, so then there's really no reisa. So it's not going to be deraisa by nida. She doesn't feel anything, so I have to go ahead and do a bedika. Why is there reisa? Mashenkein, when you're dealing with Tyrus, could be Makar Makame Tame. Anything which comes out of the Makar Kape Tyrus could be his Tomi Midraisa. So it's sad to say that Tyrus is Deraisa and could be Nidas Darabanan. Okay, that's a Pasal Mahalach where you have to check Dafka the Tyrus, not the Baila. Or you could just say, we find Chamida Tyrus back and forth in one of the themes of the sector. What's Merchamer? Nidas Merchamer? Is Tyrus Merchamer? Could we deal as Hefsa Tyrus? And Al Kabbalah, the Gemara says, Yonu Chavidu Bidika. If you have to do Bidika for Tyrus, then you have to do Bidika the Baila. If there is no chiev le Tyrus, then there will be no chiev le Baila. Then the Gemara at the end of the parak brings down another Manda Amar, which seems to say something in terms of needing the Bidika. The Gemara says Manda Matzel Masneha. Two different people said it. Rashi has two Mahalchim. What does it mean two different people said it? One Mahalchim Rashi is that they're saying the same thing. You only need Bidika le Tyrus, and you don't need Bidika le Baila. Once you need to be the Tyrus, you need Bidika Labaila, but a situation where there is no Tyrus, you would not need any Bidika. And just two different Amarayim saying the same concept, and both of them are saying you do not need Bidikas Labaila, only if you do a Bidika Labaila, then you need Bidika Labaila. The Rach, and Rashi brings down Malach, like they said, no, the Man Masa Matsiel, that's a Machlekes. Now, one Mandam is saying they only need Bidika Oto Tyrus, Migul, you need Bidika the Tyrus, you need Bidika the Baila. And the other Mandam is saying that you need Bidika always the Baila. It's being Chilik, it's two different Manda Amrim, Manda Amasya, Manda Asya, and it's going to be Machalikis, whether you need Bidika the Baila or not. And that's how the Rach learns that there's two different Amarim, and the Rach is Machmer that you need Bidika the Baila, because he goes like that's two different Manda Amrim. And he's machmer that you're going to need bedika labayla. The Rush brings down the different mahalchim, and he says that be'etzam here is a little better than all the mahalchim Rashi. The Rach is divya kabbalah, a little bit afraid to be mekel keneged, a little bit afraid to be mekel keneged divya Rach. He's a little bit afraid to go ahead and be mekel. Shita Sarif seems to be a third sheet in the sugya. So far, right, two mahalchim in the sugya. It's only a dafka the Tyrus. Or it's machlekes and we machmer even labayla. The shita sirif is a third sheet. The sirif seems to say that exubis brings that you have to do bedika three times before tashmish, after tashmish, and the sirif says you have to do bedika three times. You have to do bedika one him, one her. That they have to check after tashmish to make sure that tashmish is not carrying the dam. And the sirif says only three times. He doesn't say all the time. So the question is, where is the sirif coming from? Like, who is he like? And which chelik a sugya is like. So the one malach understand the riff, the pshat is he's going like the malach of the rach. That's machlekes, and the baila needs bedika. But he held that the chiv to do bedika is only three times. That he maxes up three times. Once we have a chazak, you don't say three times, then we're good to go. And therefore, that's the reason why you have to have. That's why you have to. You know, it's similar to the rach, but you have to have three times. It's like a pshar ben ashitas, and you have to have three times. That's one malach of the riff. The ravid and bali nefesh just says like a. It's not really so much from the sugya, and the of the sugya. It's not upset mukach whether you need bedika. The riff is saying more his own hachra that if a lady who's seeing and she has to be machzik to make sure she doesn't see machos tashmish, and the is not mukach that he's going with the pshara with the rach, and he's more saying is egen achshash that you have to do bedika three times to make sure that you're not roya machos tashmish. Tari paskin mukach masif beis kuf pei masif beis says ein la ves kavua. A lady does not invest kavua. Given upon Rishayim, Tzich lived to claim Tashmish, Rachat Tashmish, you have to check four Tashmish, Rachat Tashmish. Hu Beit Shalai, Vi Beit Shalai. You have to check three times. Chaber brings down stam like the riff that you have to do bedika three times, and after you do three times, then you're not going to need bedikas afterwards. Then he brings down the shitas harambam v'arash. Like the Rach, right? The Rach learns the Sugya, that Isha Shein Leves needs Bidikas. Point to the Rach, right? So it brings down the Rambam, the Rosh, the Rach. Isha Shein Leves needs Bidika, Kurim Tash Achatashmish. He says the Rambam is Matzah Gamma Bayadik Atzmei Achatash. The Rambam is Matzah that even the husband should go ahead and be Matzah Atzmei Achatashmish. Zekhtar Mav Ein, Tzich Leves Atzmei Achatashmish. So it's in the Laila Echad. You don't check every single time. You can do it one time, and then morning you can go ahead and check. So, come on, in Psak Halacha Pashtus, who is the Mechaber passing like? What's, how do they understand it? What's the Psak Halacha? Isha Ein Leves. Most of you are Isha Ein Leves, I imagine. Once we have Isha Ein Leves, what? What is going to be the Psak of the Mechaber and the Ramah Ben Gaya in terms of whether you have to do Bedikas or not?
Three times.
What are you saying? You want to say I was like the riff? Why you want to say I was like the riff?
Just three times.
No, he's like this. Mechaber brings down. First, he brings down the riff. Then he brings down the Rambam and the Rush. That Kozma Shnei Bedika Rush. The Ramah seems to talk about the Rush, and doesn't really venture more of a pain. So the question is, who's the Mechaber? If you're, let's start with the Sfarim. Who's Mechaber passing like?
Yeah.
Why saying passing like the riff?
Three times.
But then he brings down the rush and the ram and the rush.
It's going like the riff.
Why is he bringing down the ram and the rush? What do you say?
What?
Yeah.
Going like the riff, no?
We have the Shach has Aricha saying.
How is it possible?
We'll go back in a second. The Shach has Aricha saying that he's chilek and saying that. The whole sheet is the riff, and the riff itself is only brought down in Hilchas Ksubas. It's not brought down in Hilchas Nida. And Batsam, it's only talking about Suga. It's a Mikapik Ksuba, Lady Yusua. It's a Kapik Ksuba. About a regular, normal lady would not need Bedika for before or after Tashmish. You don't do Mapsika three times in the riff. The riff is Suga Daf in Hilchas Ksubas. But again, when she gets a Ksuba, doesn't get a Ksuba. But Vadim, he said, Isser the Baila Vada. It's not the discussion over here at all. So there's a coin to the sheet of Shashach. B'chal, you never need B'dikas Isha Ein Leves, and he's saying that that's not going to be Mahalach of, that's not the Mahalach of the Rif. He says, that's what is a Vatic, that's called a place, because I'm arguing everyone, Isha Ein Leves, Le'i B'dikas Klal, Le'i F'nei Tash, Le'i Achatashmish, and that's what he doesn't say we need a B'dikah, and Hilchas Nida doesn't mention it, and that's what the Shach says. Now the Tosh Hashem, he brings down the Pesach Halachas, look at Tosh Hashem like this. Tosh Hashem brings down the Shach, the Shach is Messiah, that's called a place, Isha Ein Leves, Le'i B'dikas Klal, Le'i F'nei Achatashmish. Chizmi Rambam, and Shalom Malib, how can I get the riff? Right, so Adar, that's the riff, Hakan Shani. The question, Lee, where is Safe Date? Ech, the Salam and the Divya Rush, the Torah, Shim Shaka Divya Rich and Anakosham and the local Kidivin Tan Divya Kabalain. The Shaka is saying that, and the Mice of the, he says that you have the Rach and the Rush of Seat to Machamir. Rach is a Nimshach, look at Shalom and Nimshach, Bechabi Ramah, Lahachamir. The Lashon Torah Shlomim is that the Mechaber Amah are Nimshach after the Rach and the Rosh B'Machmer. Well, that's like B'dikah V'nei Kotash Nachatashmish. The Torah Shlomim's understanding in the Mechaber Amah, the Das in the Mechaber Amah was to be Matzuch B'dikah V'nei Kotash Nachatashmish.
How
do you see the Amah? I guess by the way that he was into the Kofa Machatash Nachatashmish, I said, B'lai Lechon, that he's just going with it.
First three.
Yeah, it could be on the third, first three, but he doesn't like say like V'yish Kolken and with that. That's what Torah Tosham understood. Feed that service, Sag B'dikim from the Daitai. He ain't logon negab sakim chai ramah.
What did he say?
He says, hold, you have to B'dik every single time. That's what he says. He says, Zok Tosham, don't be mako not like this Tosham base. Don't be mako negab sakim chai and ramah. Do not be mako not to do B'dikas. Kamoke, mashal mashach, shkina amad dibar. He says, myself, the shach says, the minagoyim is to be mako. Nearly, but Mokish no Yehokah in Lachemir. If that's the Minog, I'm not going to argue with you. Then Lachemir, Yeshlang do the place in Shismuch Alem, but if there's no Minog, Zok Tosh Shlom Yatri Mach. So Tosh Shlom is understanding the Mechaber Amah Be'etzim, their Pesach is L'chumro, not like the Rif, you do B'dik every single time. Zok Toshel Shalom at the end. The Shachs is the minig Zvimekel. So if that's the minig, he's not going to argue with the Shach on that. If that's the minig, he's not going to argue with the Shach on that. But if there's no minig, this is about the you have to be Samachar. If there's no minig about the one Shemachma, like the Pashas of the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch Rav on the stand brings down that the Das of the Mechaber and Ramah are to be Mekel. You only need three times beginning to end. Why do they bring down the Shittas Ram? To let you know, Bal Nefesh Roy LaHachmer. There's nothing for this. Bimachmer? Shulchan Aruch Rav. Doesn't have it? You have the other Shulchan Aruch Sovia? I think it was Graz Gimel. That he says that Be'etzim, the Das of the Mechaber Ramah is to go to the Mekel. And we're bringing down the Shittas. We're bringing down the Shittas of the B'dik every time to let you know that there's Roif Bal Nefesh to go ahead and be Machmer. What do you say? Right, we're not worried about it. Now, Ramosha and Beis Ayin Hei has a different opinion on this. So, he says that Ramosha Feinstein and Beis Ayin Hei, and he writes, I also think it was Gimel Nun, I think it was other Maramalkim, Gimel Nun. Ramosha writes that he knows that the Iker Adinio was like the Shach in the Sugya. That the Iker Adinio is like the Shach. He writes the Lashon that Roy Lachmer. Roy Lachmer writes, it's Roy Lachmer for the Shitas. We know the Iker Adinio is like the Shach. And then he throws in a little bit of a curveball. He says that this is all the lady, the Ishin Shin Levetz, he says, holds the Iker Adinio of the Bedika. That's until you reach the time which the lady doesn't see. But if you're at the point where the lady normally, you're in what we call the danger zone, you're at the point where it's all over for her to see. At that point, Ramesha says, at that point, he already says that he wants you to go ahead and do a bedik over there because he's nervous that you're going to be seeing at that time. And therefore, what?
Is that just Sif Gimel?
Not really just Sif Gimel because that Shum Zedashin Shetkape is Isha Sheish Leves. They don't have to do it. Now, Isha Sheish Leves, Ramesha is saying, the Iker Din is you do not have to go do bedikas. He passed an Iker Din like the Shach. You do not have to max 3 times. But Ramesha is saying, but when you're in the time in the danger zone where you're seeing, Amos wants you to go ahead to be matzav to go ahead and do bedika. Why I, the stummiest of the whole sugya and the stummiest of Shulchan Aruch and the stummiest of everything, you know, is even if Tamish and the best needs bedika, is like the Rach and Rashi, fine, so go and do bedikas. So, like, you know, where did this come from to say that I also now have to go ahead and do bedika? If you're going to tell me that Kedin is like the Shach, would the Shach ready to do bedika? Probably not, right? Shach, probably not that you do, you know, go ahead and do bedika. So, you know, where's the Moshe getting in? So, the Mahalchadav is the Pshad is that it's a chelik that in olden days, ladies used to have a goshes, they used to know when they saw, and they used to feel when they saw, and they knew when things were coming. So, therefore, you have a chesis tar, you have a chesis taira. But bizman hazeh, you know, so in the Sechus, we have a shem which is chayvi do bedika. I'm not going to say that you don't have to do bedika. But if you're in a time which you know she's old to see, and it's possible for it to see. So Ramesh at that point wants you to go ahead and do a bedika to make sure that you don't get yourself into problems. And Kamudamani and Lakewood, that's how they teach it. If I'm not mistaken, I mean they almost
yes.
That they make you do a bedika once you're past, when you're in the time where your wife has a range, she sees between 27 and 32 or 28, whatever it is, in that range which she sometimes sees, when Avtashmash, do a bedika beforehand, because we don't want to get yourself into any.
I didn't like that.
What? You learned the Likud? What?
I didn't learn that.
Before, what?
I
learned that. Oh, what you learned that one?
I wasn't told like that.
Okay.
Not
okay.
Told like that.
Okay.
We were just talking about the.
Why are you mocking more than the rest?
I just said why. But
only
talking about Fnei, not Fnei after. What do you learn?
Bedika has nothing to do with Roya Machas Tashish,
what?
Right?
After you check no, this is a common sense to make sure they're not going to see. Right, Berkowitz recommends not doing a Bedika. He recommends just do a Kinuach, just a push of common sense. See what? Wipe around. Take something colored. Before.
Best time?
Yes, that's the best time. Okay, let's rewind over here. We're rolling over here. Mix it over here. Isha Sheim Laves. Dasarach is every single time you have to go do a Bedika. Rashi, you don't need a bedika. That's a riff. First 3 times, you have to go ahead and do bedika before and after to be machzik. Then I roy machas tashmis. That's a shach is that the riff didn't really mean it. Kapi nida meant kapi subas, and therefore you don't have to do bedika. Harry Paskin, Ramosha Feinstein is of the opinion that Iker din is like the shach. Roy Lahachmer. Even Rav Moshe says, well, he says, Avada, a lady always, in a time when you're in the danger zone, you should go ahead and do bidikas, just to make sure, to keep yourself out of trouble, to make sure. Before. To make, yeah. To make sure, no, make sure you're not becoming a nida. Not so much, right. Yeah, right. A Berkowitz recommends doing kinuach, just see what's going on. Just see, just common sense. You know, it's around the time she's seeing. You want to make sure, like these people, whatever. No, but they don't look. And they're like, oh, they're standing, they don't look. And then they have attachments, they find afterwards, like on the bed, oh, we weren't looking. Like whatever, you know. Akapanim.
Isn't it totally when they see it, they only found it afterwards? They only have it afterwards?
They're seeing the whole time, they're just not walking, right? If your wife is in tune when she sees, and she knows, and whatever, you don't have to do anything technically in Bikar Din. Technically, if she's not in tune, she has no idea when she starts spotting and when she's seeing and when any of this, I'd recommend right before Tasha do Kinuach. But you just take Vayter. Also, if you don't know any colors, and every time you do Kinuach, and whatever, and now you have to sit there running around to find a Rav, and whatever. Okay, also, you Machash Meshuggah, I'm saying. But if she's in tune and you know Bidaka when she sees and she feels it, you don't have to do it. But if it's very random, she doesn't know, and whatever, then I would say it's recommended to do Kinuach.
Why does she have to do it? Because of
Megal? What?
Okay, not every time.
Every time.
Every time?
If you're in the time which she normally sees, so it's
in
a Vayter. You see, normally sees 28 days. Now you're on day 31, okay? No, take a tissue, wipe the outside, colored. Don't do surgically against it because then you get into Isamakabakisamachilis and you get into Shilas. Wipe around the outside that you're not just in the kind of the game. Everyone looks clear, you're good to go. Vayter. If she's in tune and you know everything, you don't have to do this. But if you're not, if you're married for a while and the system's working and she knows when she sees, whatever. But she never knows and she doesn't pay attention, whatever, then I would recommend doing a kinuach, wipe around the area just to see pusher. Colored, light colored. That you see. Tissue, the light colored something that. Yeah, it's better to be colored because why get into tissue without whatever? Said it better be. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, what for? Vayter. It's not make our din, it's partial common sense. Vayter. Now, copy the etzim din of doing bidikas before tasha and after tasha, each shem leves every single time. That's where he finds his opinion. The datsim, the chavar amal, Ter Shalom is saying, is to be machmer every single time you have to go and do bidikas. Let's remember what's going on over here, right? Right, Mechaber, send the earth, Mechaber holds, according to Shalom, every single time you have to go do bidikas before. Das of the Graz is Banefesh Roy Lachmer. That is Roy Lachmer. And the first two times, you definitely have to go ahead and do it. There's most of the Gedolim are learning that the din is Lachmer, not like the Shach. Now, the Shach is definitely a interesting mahalach and a twist, and the whole sugya is not what you learn the whole sugya till now. It's not what a person would have thought. And the ma'aseh of the rach is machmer, and the mechaber brings down also the rach. So therefore, they definitely like the grass is definitely tashlum olzik ardin. The grass holds that ba'nefesh roi lachmer do bedikas every single time. So there's an hug and klaisol that do bedikas every single time to make sure they don't get into trouble. Yes, people know like that. More classical is that people go with the shita that you have to like the riff, the pashtut of the riff, the mechaber's on the riff. Then you have to do bedika three times before tashmish, three times after tashmish to be machzik that she's not roya machmas, she's not roya machas tashmish. That would be more pashtut kilo halacha. What would come out? What do you have to do before tashmish? After tashmish, so before tashmish, say should be samach, relatively close to it. She at least says, took half an hour, be okay, but it's relatively samach. What do you need? So the Chavis Das, the Graz, is a sideway, it just says kinuach. So the Graz, Shachar Rav says you need a bedika, b'chor and v'stakin, that you need a full-fledged bedika, and you have to do a bedika, samach, do a full-fledged bedika. Afterwards, the Chavis Das. Shachar brings down, the Shachar Rav says you need a full-fledged bedika. Now, after Tashmish, how quickly does the bedikah have to be? So Shulchan Aruch says it should be miyad. It should be right away. Miyad means pretty quickly. So therefore, you really should have the bedikah prepared. And this should be right next to her. and right after the tashmish, she should go ahead and do a bedika charen v'stakin. The grass that it should be miad. Therefore, you should have the bedika prepared, and you should go ahead. Miad after. Before it should be, let's say within a half hour, it should be samach within a half hour. Afterwards, it should be a half hour. Now, the shayla is in terms of doing these bedikas. So many people have never done it. Why have many people not done it? The chavar come out, the ikar sugish come out, that you should do it. When I was a chassan, my rebbe told me, my chassan rebbe told me that they're still teaching it, but could be they're phasing it out in Lakewood. I mean, guys are after me. Did he teach this to you?
Yeah, they mentioned it.
They said they were phasing it out. Why are they phasing it out? Okay, what's the reason why? So the reason why is like this. Mechaber brings down, Isha Nerei Pachas Midal Yudal Yamim, Achet Tfilasa. A lady doesn't see within 14 days of Tfilasa. She never ever sees. That's called Isha Sheyesh Leves. And it's considered like Isha Sheyesh Leves. That if you're in the time, which you never ever see, that's considered like you have a vest. And has din of Eish Leves. So Chassam Sofer says that when you're trying to do Machzik, she doesn't see Machzik Tashmish, it's going to have to be in the time of the Zman where she doesn't have a vest. If she has a vest, it's not going to be Machzik you. Therefore, Zakta Chassam Sofer on the side of Shulchan Aruch, in order to do these Bedikas, the only time you can do the Bedikas is if you're after the time she normally sees, then you can start doing the Bedikas to the Rif. But if you're before the time she sees, then it's not going to work to go ahead and be machzik yourself, because we have no raya. You're Isha Sheish Leves now. We won't have a raya in the Zman She'ein Leves. And that's what we're trying to figure out. But in the Zman Sheish Leves, it's not going to be a raya. And being that she doesn't see for 14 days, that's like Isha Sheish Leves. Difference, like some safer, you can only start these bigas after the time she normally sees. So she normally doesn't see till 28 days. You can't do these bigas till after 28 days. That's call number one. Next Shlav, if Kozman Eliyah is Dan Basulim, so also we're not going to do the Bedikas because we're trying to figure out whether it's Menachem Zatashmish, not Menachem Zatashmish. If she has Dan Basulim, so maybe the Dam is beside Dan Basulim and not beside the Tashmish. So therefore, Kozman is Dan Basulim, we're not going to go ahead and do the Bedikas. How long is that? I don't know. Figure out how long Dan Basulim is, depending on the facts on the ground. You know, it's hard to give klal. Somebody told me, who told me? Somebody told me a shir?
Six months.
So somebody said 6 months. Okay. So I think what they're doing in 6 months is because a lot of times it takes people time. Right people are not matzliach right away and take some time. Even if they are matzliach, it could be this time for a couple months. So therefore, but see if that, right, you're having to be mekalon and you're the beginning of the marriage, you have nothing's going on, and just tazov, relax, and worry about it in 6 months. I think it has to do with it. I don't think the mitzias is dam basum.
That's the phasing out.
Yeah, okay. Now, so number one is we want the dam basum to be done. Number two is ask me the time which you normally see. Three is if she becomes pregnant, so now she's musulakas. So what's the lacham in the game musulakas? So Beshua brings down that if somebody is Musulakas dam, so then you don't need bedika during this time when a person is musulakas. I'm a little disoriented in the print of it because that's like Ishish Leves. I choose my padva, ain't Leves, and Mubaris Musulakas damim, ain't Sarak bedika, only bedika. Who do my neck is chatayim? Because all svar is that are we what you're going to see? You're like Ishish Leves now. You have a din of musulakas, being that you have a din of musulakas, so therefore. Being that you're Muslakas, therefore you're not going to have to go in and do bedika. So therefore, if in those 6 months they were zeichet got pregnant, so now she has done a mubaris. Now, when it gave mubaris, this is the Yisrael Shal, which we'll discuss, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll invest this. I mean, didn't the Gemara says a lady of first 3 months, she's not Muslakas dam. You have to keep all vestas. Open Gemara Nidid Avches, B'lish Shum Chilak. For the first 3 months, she's not musulakas, and you have to be choishish for all vestas. There is a discussion that it seems to be Matthias is on a Zanishtana Ateva, Rabbi Akiva Eger discusses it, and the Pesim discuss about it where we say Nishtana Ateva and Anishtana Ateva, whether you have to be choishish for it, Bezmanazeh, you don't have to be choishish, Bezmanazeh, or not, during the first 3 months. So that we'll discuss by Richas Mat Hashem, and the Hemshech. Usually the Shah is not really so Negea, because by the time you figure out you're pregnant, you usually pass your first month. So you pass your Mechidesh, you pass your Aflaga, you pass your Inubaninus. So you passed everything. So really, it's a very theoretical Shaila. If you're Chayshu, you want to Chayshu the Vest, it's usually a theoretical Shaila. It's only Geya, Yishu has a Vest Kavua, then it could be Yatvi Chayshu, Yom Chayshu 3 months in a row. But the Aflaga and Inubaninus, you know, passed it by the time you figure out you're pregnant, it's really a theoretical Shaila. Like upon him, so the Shaila is that in the Dasan Machmirim, can you go out to be Makel and do the Bedikas Machmas Tashmas in that time? So Sheva Levi, he's in the Dasam Achamim. He says no. L'maisa the Mitzias of Zanazer could be the. Maybe we'll say L'chumi have to do Vestas, but to take a Lakula to go ahead and say that the Bedikas are going to work, then they're not going to work, and therefore he doesn't want you doing during at that time when you're pregnant. After a person has, if the pregnancy goes through and a person's zeichet to have a child, so midini the Gemara, a lady is misalekes for 2 years. 2 years she has a din of misalekes, and for 2 years midini the Gemara she didn't have two cheshes for vestas. This also, the Paiskim discussed that the Tanz does not seem to mitzias mizman as a, and seems to mitzias mizman as a, the ladies do see when they are nursing at some point, not right away, but it could be after 6 months, could be after a year. Some people see right away. And therefore, maybe you don't have a din misalekes after misalekes for 24 months. It's been in Bukubankai, so once the lady starts seeing, you have to chesh revestis. Kolzman, she's not seeing, she's nursing clean, you don't have to chesh revestis. But once she starts seeing, you already have to go ahead and be chesh for, you have to go ahead and be chesh for revestis. That's been in Bukubal. So now the shahad is, in those 24 months, are we chayav bedika, and does bedika help? Kolzman, she's nursing clean, nothing to talk about. Let's just start seeing. So Shalevi wants to be machmer. He says, go do bedika, but the bedikas aren't going to help. That's what he wants to do. Because maybe we have to be choshes. What? We're talking about the bedika of the riff. But it's not going to help, yeah. Many just say, no, pills is like, well, ish 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 leveh. Sorry, I forgot about that. Nowadays, everyone's on pills, right? So ish 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 leveh, that's also, what? No, it wasn't always like that. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm saying, but like upon him, so therefore pills is like musalakas. Pills is like musalakas, and therefore also it's not going to work. So therefore, if a person is like to have children, one after whatever, so it can end up being, you know, if you're pregnant, nursing, on pills, v'chulo will come out that you would not need to do these ridikas. And now the Shah discusses, so you're a couple years married down the line, and it might be 20 years down the line, and the Shah is, should you go ahead and do the ridikas now? You know, you finish your birthing career, and now you want to know, should you go ahead and do the bedikas now? Or you have a break in between, whatever the story is, and you're on pills, and you have a break in between, should you go ahead and do it now? So she lived in tshuva, has a short tshuva, which he says that if a lady didn't know the halacha and had tashmish, he wasn't taught the halacha, and then he found out, you know, they married a couple of years, they found out, oi, we never did these halachas, what do we do now? So it's like the Sheva Levi, that could be the he makes a sex fake. It could be a condition like a shach. You don't need bedikim. Some need bedikah. It could be the fact that they had tashmish and nothing happened, and we didn't see anything. That alone, it could be zayin. Could be that has a din of a bedikah. And if he says, if you're a couple years down the line and you didn't know the halacha, so then the halacha is batsam. You're not going to have to do bedikah because you have a tziruf, and if he's not going to be chayav to go ahead and do bedikas. So once the Rav said that, he was saying over the nusach like that. So nice. If you're like you're 20 years down the line and you never did the bedikas, so you know it's gonna be a joke to do bedikas, like a kuchotua to do the bedikas. So someone in the back scream out like, I don't get the joke. What's the joke? Because if the reason why you did the bedikas till now because you always misalekas and we never had a raya, so be'etzem whenever you get to that point, the chara right now is, no, what's the joke? Be'etzem right now you should have to go ahead and do the bedikas. Unless you want to say, we have a shach, and plus maybe when she had, when she's menekes, she really was a musalekes, it makes you from like that. But, you know, definitely more pasha would be that whenever you're not, look, the pasha halacha should come out, the schaz over again. The mechaber brings down 2 days, right? Every time, or 3 times, right? So, pasha halacha is, you have to mekayim this, and you should have to mekayim this in, and if you're in the matzah, where it's not musalekes, the pasha halacha should come out, that you should have to go ahead and go be master chesaf. Then there's a chavis das, which also throws a curveball into the sugya. Because Shuv brings down a chavis das. What time does I have to leave? How much time do I have left? 3 minutes.
I'll go.
Chavis das brings down that if a lady sees one, this chavis das makes a big curveball. If you see one time, you have to tashmish that night. You have to restart the chazak again. Can put the pesach tshuva. And let's say on day 32 you have tashmish, and she sees that night, 3 hours later. So now maybe the tashmish is growing it, and therefore you're going to have to go ahead and be master bedikas all over again. That's the pisik shur brings down the chavas das. He says something like the shach. I'm not familiar with anybody argues on the shach, and the chur, that's what should come out. Now, but again, ish ish leves. What?
Even much later.
What?
Even much later,
because
the
Chavis says, yeah. No, the Chavis says that. Now, quickly, the Mechaber, Rebbe Shem, Yishlish Leves, the host, do you not need Bedika Yishlish Leves? Before Tashma, after Tashma, Ad Rabba, don't do Bedika, because Mars is leaving like a parish, that she's going to get nervous and leaving like a parish, it's better not to do Bedika. The Rambam is a Shita Mechudeshet. The Rambam says is Matzuch to do Bedika Acha Tashmish. He bade Bu bade Acha Lurei Spam Shem Rest Adam Shash Tashmish. The Daito it's Lurei to Bedika even before Tashmish. The Rambam holds that even Yesh Leves he's in Mechayv to Bedika and it's Lurei to even before Tashmish. The Where's the Beis Hillel over here? Beis Hillel brings down that. Saying it's over here. So, and as the Iker didn't know, I must have the check. Actually, I'll do this last one. Shlomo Bayel, Kim Tashmish. He says, Beis Hillel brings down the minigas that they check themselves with Nei Tashmish, Shlomo Bayel, and they go ahead and do it. The Daki Tshuva says that, what do you mean? But why do I do that? The Libra Nei Kavu Pirish. So he says that maybe it's only in the Sephardi world. Daki Tshuva, maybe it's not the Sephardi. He says maybe only in the Sephardi world. Oh, we're leaving like a Pirish. So whatever the Ram, wherever way the Ram Limshan is Sugya. And the Ram was Matsu Dubadika. So she's a Sephardi lady. And Rechava brought down the Rambam. So it's not leaving like a Pirish that really she's saying. She's a Machemeret. She's a Mechoshi Vashita's Rambam. But in the Sephardi world, in the Ashkenazi world, which doesn't mention the Shita of the Rambam, then he says that you should not do like the Bedika, you should not go ahead and do the Bedika. Rambam mentioned Dalad Yudalad says about the Ikar Halacha is like the Ramban, I like the Rambam, and Isha Yesh La Vest. Isha Yesh La Vest should not go ahead and do a Bedika.